Was simulation's high computational cost actually solved for over a decade? When you've been writing about simulation for as long as I have, you hear a lot about model pre-processing, computational loads, and how both hold back the technology. Due to limited computational resources, companies that use simulation must restrict how much they can assess and/or are forced to spend days, maybe weeks, simplifying models to get faster, stable solutions. The time spent on these simplifications is estimated to take over 70% of the whole simulation process. Meanwhile, companies that have yet to take up simulation see computational resources and model preparations as another step up the ivory tower. A lot of the big players, and even a few smaller ones, have looked towards the cloud as an answer. The idea being that the more you push off computations to the cloud, the more you can reduce the pre-processing, the more accessible simulation becomes. Though this tactic has worked for some and will likely be a part of the solution to this industry problem, see simulation apps, the uptake of simulation is still lacking. CoreForm, on the other hand, has a different democratization strategy. It is looking to commercialize a tool that has been known in academic circles since 2005, isogeometric analysis, IGA, solvers. By combining that technology with their new spline surface definition, called U-splines, they eliminate most of the costly pre-processing process while keeping simulations accurate and lightning fast. How much faster is this method and how accurate is it? According to simulations on flex cables performed by Kansas City National Security Campus, comparing CoreForm's technology to traditional FEA, CoreForm was able to get more accurate results using 1000x fewer elements, 20,000x fewer time steps, a 1000x faster runtime and better geometry. Matt Sitterberg, CEO of CoreForm, said, "There's been a lot of effort over the past few years to make simulation more accessible to designers, but it's often at the cost of the quality of the results." So, you've seen various meshless methods or voxel-based methods. While they are very fast, the level of accuracy is just not there. We're in a completely different error area with IGA, having higher accuracy, per degree of freedom, than traditional FEA. What is a U-spline? First, let's go back to basics and ask, what is a spline? Gregory Vernon, Director of Product Management at CoreForm, says that the fundamental definition of splines are piecewise functions in some space. Whether it's 1D, 2D, or 3D, you partition space into little regions and you define a function over that region. Like a linear basis function, which is what traditional FEA does. Colloquially though, splines typically infer that those functions are smooth, not just continuous. Sitterberg added, in simulation, we have linear elements that are faceted meshes. But when you bring the CAD data in, it's smooth. Those smooth arbitrary shapes, those are splines or NURBS, non-uniform rational B-splines. Many simulation and CAD users will be familiar with NURBS and the linear elements that represent geometry. A more recent incarnation are T-splines. They eliminated a lot of the restrictions of NURBS and made it easier to produce organic shapes. CoreForm argues that U-splines are related, or perhaps are the next iteration of T-splines. They can capture the curvature of critical geometry using fewer elements. The idea is that because the simulation will have fewer elements, it will run faster. Additionally, since the smoothness of U-splines can capture the geometry and physics better, per degree of freedom, this added speed shouldn't reduce accuracy. Sitterberg explained, to capture a circle with line segments, you're always going to have an approximation. You'd have a very high number of edges to do that. But if you have smoothness, then you can capture it in a couple of curves. It's a similar thing with U-splines, especially with models that have high curvature. You can get away with far fewer elements. When we build U-splines, said Vernon, we are still solving these physics over those same discretizations to help us produce a solution. Colloquially speaking, a U-spline serves the same purpose as a traditional mesh. It just approximates to a higher level of accuracy what that geometry is. So, we have a highly accurate description of the domain, and we have this high accuracy basis that can describe the physics. What is an IGA solver? IGA solvers are nothing new. Since 2005, they have had thousands of papers written about them and a conference dedicated to them. However, the technology stayed in the academic domain. What CoreForm aims to do is commercialize a version of the technology. The thought was, Sitterberg said, if we could run simulation right on the smooth blind data on the CAD models, instead of on the faceted mesh models, then it would save a ton of time and potentially improve accuracy. He continued to explain that the major difference between IGA and traditional solvers is that FEA is based on Lagrange elements. IGA solvers, on the other hand, are based on U-spline elements. We're treating this new solver that accepts splines as the basis functions instead of traditional fastened Lagrange elements, said Sitterberg. We're working with a number of automotive, defense and nuclear energy companies where they just need to accelerate their overall time to solution. Vernon expanded, from a mathematical standpoint, when we do FEA, or any kind of simulation, we're typically building systems of linear equations, or nonlinear equations, we then approximate it with linear equations. The systems that arise from your splines are typically much smaller than a traditional FEA system of equations might be. And so because it's smaller and requires less compute effort per equation, you have higher accuracy. Additionally, the simpler the system of equations, the more robust it becomes. Vernon notes that when he used to work with FEA, he would be spending hours tweaking settings, or as he put it, turning knobs, to solve the equations. You might get a simulation to solve through the first quarter of its computation, but then those settings aren't sufficient for the next quarter. Just by making the overall problem much simpler, it becomes more robust, he added. It becomes less sensitive to changes in the model as you're going through simulation. So it becomes easier for the analyst to get results. There's no value added by twisting knobs. I just want the answer and I want to have confidence in the answer. And I don't want to get a PhD in algebra just to figure out what knobs to turn and when. How CoreForm is bringing IGA to the industry? The first step to adapting USpline and IGA technology for the industry is through the meshing tool Qubit. CoreForm recently acquired the technology, which is already used within nuclear, energy, geomechanics, defense, and automotive workflows. CoreForm believes that by inserting this functionality into something already accepted by the industry, it will hasten the uptake of IGA and USpline technology. Vernon confirmed, it's one of the strategic decisions behind Qubit. It's been used since the 80s in industry to build workflows for simulation. We've acquired Qubit and taken those decades of meshing algorithms and model pre-processing and traditional workflows. We've now augmented our USpline technology on top. So, we're plugging into the industry workflows. In my opinion, that's been one of the things that has kept IGA on the other side of the fence. Effectively, Vernon notes CoreForm is extending Qubit from a meshing tool into a full pre-processing software. Sitterberg added, when you go from a smooth CAD to the mesh, you can tell it is a less accurate representation of the geometry. This is where you would end if you had a traditional mesher. But what we've been adding to Qubit is the chance to take this kind of mesh and convert it into a smooth USpline. The data shared by CoreForm points to improvements in accuracy when utilizing this method. In the example, the simulation converged faster and produced similar results with a thousandth of the elements needed for FEA. This is the differentiating technology, said Sitterberg. Rather than running your simulation on a coarse discretization of geometry, you're running it on the smooth model definition, which is a much more accurate representation of the reality of the physics. What do you think? Will IGA solvers be the future of simulation? Comment below.